So, hey, welcome to The Stoop, y'all. It is time for another weekly episode of Stoop Sits, where we gather together on the virtual stoop, and then we sit. Hey, everyone. Giving you hugs on your way in. Absolutely fantastic to see you. What's happening? Hi, hi. Oh, great. I'm glad Ashley joined. That's fantastic. I know she doesn't like Instagram. How's it going, everyone? Good morning. Good to see you. Fantastic to see you. This is probably going to be our last Stoop Sits for a bit. Let's call it the season ending episode for now. I want to bring Stoop Sits back into like the incubator and see how it'll come out for its next iteration. Good morning, Yoga with Electra. As many of you know, because you've been around this whole time, we started this back in March, called It's a Workable Day in the Neighborhood. And then I had a little pause in late April for a 10-day teacher training. And then since then, we reemerged as Stoop Sits, a little weekly live. And now I've launched the Yoga Potluck, and I'm doing most of the live stuff in there. So if any of you are interested in checking out what the Yoga Potluck is, it's an online membership community. And it's been fantastic. We're almost at the 1 month mark, maybe 3 week mark. And a lot of you are part of that. And I'm just overjoyed with where it's going. So that means I'm constantly reassessing things. And I feel like the end of August is a natural time for this iteration of Stoop Sits to wrap, and then we'll see how it reemerges again in the next season. Thanks, Kara. Potluck rocks. Yeah, we're having a good old time, and I'm wanting to put energy into, oh, good. I'm glad, Kelly. I want to put energy into how to make potluck even better. So, and so many of you became members of the potluck. So it seems almost a little redundant to be doing both of these things at the same time. Good morning. Good morning. Big hugs to you all. I'm so happy to see you. And I mean that absolutely sincerely. You know, I'm still staying home mostly. So these are occasions to get together with friends, and I cherish them. So thank you. Hey, Tracy Garcia. So the topic du jour, right? The stoop sit chat, so to speak, of today, I wanted to talk about a word that I have seen popping up absolutely everywhere. And I think it's valuable to kind of unpack the little buzzwords or trends of the moment and make sure that we know exactly what it means before, you know, the industry changes what it means. So the topic du jour is ojas, ojas. Now that's not the word I've seen popping up, but that is the topic du jour. The word I've seen popping up over and over again is resilience. Resilience. Anybody? Anybody? Resilience? Resiliency? It seems like every offering I'm seeing out there right now has something to do with resilience. And believe me, resilience is a concept that is very important to me. And it's because resilience is what helps us make our way through all of the trials and tribulations of our lives. So as a teacher, resilience has always been a fundamental theme in my offerings. How does your practice support your resilience? So what I wanted to shine a light on was maybe the slightly less known angle of resilience, and that is ojas. Now, if you haven't studied Ayurveda at all, this will be the first time you're hearing that word, and that is awesome. Ayurveda, if that's the first time you're hearing that word, is the holistic health science of India. And the key word there is holistic. Unlike Western medicine, it doesn't look at, let's say, the symptom and address the symptom. It's always going to be working with the whole being. So Ayurveda is where this concept of ojas comes from. And ojas is your inherent resiliency. And just to give you a sense of when your ojas is, I'll say low, is when we've been grinding so hard without an adequate amount, and adequate means balancing amount, an adequate amount of self-care. And I know every single one of you has experienced some form of burnout. That could be mental burnout, physical burnout, spiritual burnout, right? It could be any of those things. And that is when your ojas tank is low. So the question becomes, how do we support our ojas, our inherent resiliency? And the first thing I wanted to point out is that because this is holistic resilience, that's my focus of the season. Awesome. Because ojas is holistic, like it comes from Ayurveda, which is a holistic health science. Here's what that means. It is a body, mind, spirit endeavor. So ojas is not just about your physical resiliency, nor is it just about your mental resiliency, nor is it just about your spiritual resiliency. It's about the combination, your whole being resiliency. So that tells us, my very smart neighbors, that the way to support our ojas is to approach it like a three-pronged approach. I really was excited to say that. A three-pronged approach, body, mind, spirit. What practices are we doing to support resiliency on all of those levels? And I think it's essential to be like specific about it. You know, not just generally hope that some form of self-care you're doing lands in one of those departments, but rather that you're very specifically taking that three-pronged approach as a way of recognizing your wholeness, and that ojas, strong ojas, comes from addressing all three of those domains of your whole being. So let's back up. Ojas is associated in Ayurveda with Kapha dosha. Now, this is too short of a talk to go all the way into that, but Kapha is one of the constitutions, and Kapha is generally governed by earth and water elements. I share that with you because it might inform how you approach the body, mind, spirit, that three-prong approach in terms of building your resiliency. Think earth and water elements. What's missing there are fire and air. Fire associated with action and burning, you know, kind of thing. Burning, here I'm talking about not literally burning, but like burning the midnight oil, we say, you know, things like that. And then of course, air is associated with wind, movement. So what that tells us is that resiliency is going to be built up with more emphasis on those things that we would put in the earth energy and water energy categories. Okay, so doing more of a certain thing that involves a lot of movement and getting fired up might actually not support your resiliency. Here's how I know this, and I think you can relate, so I'm sharing a personal example. There are times in my life where I have been grinding, Colorado School of Yoga, you name it, over the last 20 years, grinding in the area of work. And the tricky thing is the work is yoga, which is supposed to be good for you, right? And yet I have found myself repeatedly empty, ground down to a stub of myself. How is that? And it's because way too much of my life and energy was in like the fire and air elements, grinding, burning up. A great sign that you're not resilient right now is resentment. When resentment starts to percolate up, it's not the only time it percolates up, but it's, for me, it's a great sign. When I find myself resenting people, particularly those I may be serving in my work, that's how I know my resilience is at an all-time low, because I've been in the fire and air elements more, 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 grind, 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 grind. Now, you got to be careful, because in this culture, we celebrate that kind of action and not as much those things that would fall into earth and water, which are going to be, let's just say, less visible activities. But there has been this resurgence or this movement around self-care. And, you know, the industry will grab that and start selling products for your self-care. Get those products if you want. What I invite you to do is really examine that three-pronged approach, body, mind, and spirit, and ask yourself, when do I feel strongest in each of those areas? What am I doing when I feel strongest? And here, this isn't strong necessarily like the strongman challenge where you're pulling a big rig truck with your teeth or something like that, but more the strong that is related to resilient, where you feel solid, earthy. You know, for me, there's like a tagline that goes with when I'm feeling resilient, bring it. I got it. Bring it. That's how I know my ojas is high. My ojas is strong. Hi, babe. That's how I know my ojas is high, is when my action is balanced by the right kind of self-care. And that's the thing. I don't want an industry to tell me what my self-care is. It's unique to you. So the invitation that I'm offering you is to examine your body, your mind, your spirit, and think about the things that help you feel strongest. What are you doing when you feel that kind of like, bring it, right? And the thing I want to add for your consideration is, are there things that would be more in the domain of the earth and water elements, given that in Ayurveda, ojas is associated with kapha dosha? So you might have the question, what kinds of things are in the earth and water elements? I actually think that you know probably more than you think you know, because you can really use your intuition. What are the qualities of earth? Right? It's dense. It changes slowly. It's steady. It might involve more stillness. And it is also heavy, right? So doing things that are less mobile and more static, doing things that are more heavy and less light, to be really literal, you know, it'd be more earthy of you to lift heavy weights slowly than do, let's say, a HIIT class. I mean, that was just very literal, but so that you could see what I'm talking about in a real life example. So earth is always going to be heavier, slower, denser, right? Smoother. And then the other element is water. And water is also smooth, right? It's more mobile than earth. We know that, right? What activities are we doing for body, mind, and spirit that are more of that slowly mobile, smooth, cooling, right? These are the kinds of activities that are going to build up your ojas. So here's a suggestion that I have for you. Let's see, what does Jess say? Yes, exactly what it's been like pressing for important answers from my daughter's school district. Not good for my resiliency. Right. The good news is you're always in charge of the state of your resiliency. People will always do shit to challenge it. All right. That's why it's up to us to keep ojas high and strong. And Ayurveda would say the multi-pronged approach is, what are you doing for your body? So let's look at that. With our bodies, there's self-care, right? self-care in the earth and water element. This might mean more grounding activities. This might mean, let's get literal, things like taking baths. There's a water element. Or oiling your skin, going for slow walks, taking time to, as they say, smell the flowers, moving slowly. Now, for some of you, you're like, yeah, I do that every day. Great. And for some of us, that is like a foreign territory, right? Don't know how I could do it. How could I slow down like that? But that is how Ojas, in inherent resiliency, stays high. It doesn't mean that's all you do. This is all about balanced effort. So you can do those things that are fire and air in your life and have fun with them. But then there is this. Is this being neglected? Then you may be burning out. And that may be showing up in a lot of different ways. There's also how you're nourishing yourself in terms of earth energy and your body. How are you nourishing yourself? Let's think about what earthy things are. Get literal. Root vegetables, right? They're dense. They grow pretty slowly. They're in the ground, like under the ground. Things like root vegetables. So I am on a sweet potatoes kick right now to keep my ojas high. Here's a tip. We are heading into what I anticipate to be a pretty crazy 2 months, if you know what I mean. I think there's going to be a lot going on. So I'm preemptively keep getting my ojas as high as we can before I have to dip into it. So things like the root vegetables. Let's see. Tracy says, sitting at the bank of the Arkansas River this weekend was a healing combination of earth and water. Absolutely. That is like literal and perfect. So earthy foods are those things that are going to be dense. It doesn't mean they're bad for you things, but think about those things that are on the heavier, denser side of the spectrum that are also high in nutrients. There's the activities that you do for your body. Let's not forget that part of your body is your nervous system. So another thing to do is to check, you know, that heart rate variability is like your heart rate's ability to like get fired up and then chill right back out. Well, your nervous system is like that too, right? So high, like high heart rate variability, think of having high nervous system variability so that I can in a moment get fired up, but then I can decelerate and get right back to chill. Now, keep in mind, it doesn't mean whatever caused me to get fired up is done or over or whatever, but it's that I got fired up and I can dial it back. That is within my power. So if you find yourself getting stuck with the gas pedal down or the brake pedal down, then you know your nervous system would be a place to play with that. And think of the elements. Earth would be your brakes. Water would be your gas in this case, right? So you want to be challenging those systems. Can I slow down? Can I move forward? So that they are in like tip-top shape as we head into what is probably going to be kind of intense. Then there's your mind. Here's the thing I'd love for you to think about when it comes to the self-care for your mind. It's not just think about pretty things. It's not that. If only it was that simple, right? But really, this is what I'd like for you to think about. How much of your mental energy are you like spending intentionally? Intentionally, because there's your mind being whipped around and pulled around by stimulus, and that is exhausting and depleting of your ojas, right? You know what I'm talking about. Have any of you marveled at how we can get so exhausted from thinking? That's different from getting exhausted from digging fence post holes all day or some other project that's like major manual labor. Why do we get so exhausted? That depletes our ojas. And a lot of it is unintentional expenditure, excess wind and fire energy in our minds. The most obvious earth and water thing you can do for your mind's well-being, of course, would be meditation, but also things like pranayama, where you're doing a focused breathing. You're intentionally placing your mind in a particular way. Another thing besides meditation and pranayama, it goes back to that stop and smell the flowers. How present are you in the experiences you're having? So Tracy just gave that great example of sitting by the Arkansas River and she was watching it go by. We all have had this experience, I'm sure, or something similar. You can be sitting there thinking of something else, or you can be sitting there very present with the ever-changing ripples on the water, a bird that flies in, right? And it sounds like, oh, of course I'm doing that. But are we? Given our propensity to do things like watch Netflix, but be on our phone the whole time, given that that's a common activity, I think it's good to ask ourselves, wait a minute, how present am I really to the moment? Like, how am I using my mind intentionally right now? And I think that's very earthy of you to use your mind intentionally, to place it like solidly on something. And so I think that we could be doing that like inside a formal meditation, so to speak, but also in anything you're doing. Maybe when you're eating, if you're preparing food, if you're listening to a song, if you're working on something, in all of those cases, we can harness the power of our mind and place it intentionally. And that also supports ojas versus mind flitting here and there, here and there, here and there. That's exhausting and depleting. And then there's spirit, right? So we did body, mind. Then there is spirit. You should know the water element is also associated with creativity, second chakra creativity. So this is where I think spirit food lives, right? Is in things like the arts. What are you doing to feed your creativity? I think there's the literal supporting your faith and all of the activities that go with your spiritual practice and your faith. But let's not forget, you think of the phrase, keep your spirits high. A great question is, what are you doing to keep your spirits high? And I'm not talking about physical body and endorphins. That's cool. That's super cool. But are we neglecting the things that keep our spirits high? For me, a huge one is music. And I would say the second one is cooking. So right now, because I'm trying to build up my ojas, that inherent resilience, I am making them a priority. And they're very often the first things that'll to go because busy. You know what I'm saying? So that's really it. I wanted to give you like this synopsis, nutshell idea of resiliency being a big buzzword right now. And before the industry takes off and changes maybe what it means to support buying more shit, I thought it might be helpful to talk about it from the yogic perspective, which is connected with Ayurveda. So it's ojas, your inherent resiliency. And it's totally up to you. It's totally up to you. We'd love to think that things that are going on in the world are taking our ojas from us, but sorry, not so. They may be giving us reasons to deplete our tanks, but the depletion is really our choice. And that's like one of the hard truths of yoga and Buddhism and things like that. It always comes back to you. It's always your responsibility. There's no magic forces doing anything to you. So I'm here to champion your ojas store and what you can do. And I just want you to think about the earth and water elements, given that ojas is associated with the sturdiness and steadiness of the kapha constitution. Earth and water. And it could be fun for you to just pass the things that you do through a filter. Does this seem more earthy or watery, or does this seem more fire and air or space? Right? It's okay if you're like, you know, not accurate, but it's really, that's you applying your mind in an intentional way. So right there, that would be beneficial just to evaluate is this supporting my inherent resiliency, or is it depleting it further? So hopefully that made some sense. And if it didn't, guess what? You can always play it all over again and listen again. And then there's always, you know, the great Google, where you could take any of the terms that I just said. Also, you can email me if you have questions about it, and I'd be happy to help however I can. But resilience, ojas. Ojas in Ayurveda, kapha dosha, elements are earth and water. Body, mind, spirit. How are you supporting your inherent resilience on all three levels? How are you taking care of your body? How are you using your mind? And how are you titillating your spirits? Very important. You usually don't hear it written as titillating your spirits, but I thought that might be memorable. And you get a little laugh, and that titillates your spirits. All right, darlings, let's sit. Let's sit together. Like I said, this could be the last stoop sits like this for a little bit. So let's dive in. Remember, this is a koshas meditation. So I guide you through the five layers of your consciousness. It celebrates your wholeness, and it's really supportive of the conversation we just had. Because it reminds you, you're not just a body, you're not just a mind, you're not just a spirit, you're all those things. So I hope it encourages you to always see yourself in your wholeness and not forget those subtler aspects like your spirit. All right, let's do this. Find a workable seat. And that might be cross-legged, legs extended. I trust you to know what is workable for you. I always say comfortable, but not so comfortable that you start snoozing. And then if you're seated, place your palms down on your thighs so you feel that earthy energy, the grounding, palms into legs, legs into the symbolic earth below you. And then take a moment to feel the union of opposites. So root down through your sitting bones and notice how you simultaneously rise up through your crown. And then witness the space in between those poles, the activation of your back muscles and the toning of your abdominals. And do a little check-in with your jaw and your face. We're on the level of body now. Observe any unintentional clenching and intentionally let it go. Maybe you learn to witness how your body is feeling without judgment. Think more like an assessment, but not judging, not tinged with emotion. My body is feeling tired today. My body is feeling strong today. My body is feeling nervous today. Any answer is the right answer. Just make it an honest answer. First layer of consciousness, your physical self. And now let's go one layer deeper. Pranamaya kosha, your energy body, your energy being. This is the level, subtle, but it's the level of consciousness where you can witness the life force that animates your physical body. Can you see it? Can you sense it? Can you feel it? Energy's nature is to move, but it can move slowly and smoothly, like the element water. Energetically, how has your flow been? Sharp, fast, stagnant, slow, or something in between? No wrong answer, just the honest answer. And the answer helps you take best care of yourself. Helps you make choices for balance. Now let's go one level deeper. Manomaya kosha, the mental and emotional layer of your consciousness. This is where a lot of depletion of ojas can happen. So we've got to learn to do honest, non-judgmental check-ins. Mentally and emotionally, how have you been? How are you right now? What elements would you characterize your activity on this level with? And to support your resiliency, you might choose to balance what you observe. Have you been more intentional with your mind and emotions, or more yanked around? No wrong answer, just the honest one. Now log that intelligence and go deeper. Fourth layer of your consciousness, the knowledge or wisdom layer, vijnanamaya. The level of inner witnessing. You are a body, you are a mind, you are also a witness to the body and mind. How connected have you been to this level of your being, the wisdom that lies within? Have you trusted it? Let's go deeper still. Anandamaya, the bliss layer. Yes, there is a layer of your consciousness that hums along in a state of ananda, of bliss. No matter how depleted you get, yes, you are still experiencing bliss on this deep, deep level. The hardest part is to believe it's truly always there, always accessible. Come what may, because this is your nature, your true nature. This level of bliss is constant, regardless of what's happening on the world stage. This is your divine nature. And go deeper still. One more layer of your being into your soul. Yoga calls this Atman. This is the divine in me that sees the divine in you. Your divine essence. Have you forgotten this layer of yourself? We often do. What are we doing on a daily basis to remember, to nourish our spirit and our most divine qualities? What are we doing to keep our souls healthy, well-nourished, resilient? And imagine you were panning out so that you could witness your whole self from skin to soul. Every layer, physical, energy, mental, emotional, wisdom, bliss, divine essence. See your wholeness. And in seeing it in yourself, you strengthen your ability to see it in all beings, including where we get hooked, where we're malnourished, unbalanced, but still whole, still full of potential to restore. Let's bring our hands together now and our hearts into Anjali Mudra so that we may dedicate the merits of our stoop chat and our stoop sit to all beings. As always, may the work we do on ourselves be of benefit to those whose lives we touch, those we teach by example, and to all beings everywhere. Namaste. Thank you for that sit, my friends. Thank you. Thank you. I really, really appreciate you staying with that and maybe believing in the power of a practice like meditation for sustaining high ojas, high inherent resiliency. I know it's hard. It's real hard to make it a habit, to make it something that you seek to do. And so I spend every day of my life basically trying to show you different ways that you might value it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the thank yous. Remember, these are all recorded. So you can go all the way back to March to the workable day in the neighborhood and hopefully find some value. Every single one of them ends with a slightly different version of that kosha's meditation. So I really encourage you to use that resource, particularly if you're feeling like you're really off track. It might give you that kind of like a accountability sort of thing or a schedule, if that's helpful to you. Or maybe you just commit to going through 30 days of those workable day and stoop sit. Up to you. Any of you that are interested in the yoga potluck, I'm going to be shifting my energy there for a bit. And we do live sits, we do live satsangs, and we do live practices in addition to all the pre-recorded stuff. So that's at yogapotluck.com. And I'm always available. I'm around and I really am trying to shift my life so that I can be more present with the wonderful people that are in it. And that includes you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you're just joining in, you wonderful people, again, this will be recorded and I'm going to post it up at stoopsits.com as just audio if you would rather not do video and you like take a walk and whatever. So hopefully the ojas talk made a little sense to you in a simple way. I'm a simple woman, so I try to keep it all simple. Inherent resiliency and think earth and water elements and think body, mind, and spirits. It's not just baths, although baths are great. Thank you guys so much. Until we meet again in the ethers, I'm going to keep doing daily dice reality riffs. So those are little teeny snippets and they're not live, which has been just proving to be a little glitchy on Instagram lately. So I'll be there most days if you want to check in here on Instagram. Always around gina@ginacaputo.com is my email. And yeah, thank you for being you. And as we head into this stressful period, please, darlings, do whatever you can to keep your ojas high, 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 high. And you know what I'm doing? I'm creating a daily schedule for myself and I'm plugging those activities in first. First. Not the work I have to do, but what are my ojas supporting activities first? Give it a shot. All right. I love you. Here's a big hug. Those of you that are still here on the stoop, I just love you. The stoop will be here when we get back. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And yes, I am going to keep doing the DDRR, Heidi. Daily Dice Reality Riff. All right, y'all. Thanks for being with me this morning. I sure adore you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll see you soon.